It's the Country Station, FM 95. Our friend Andrew Steck is hanging out with us. Andrew's from Galesburg, went to Galesburg High School, played football, baseball. He's a bow hunter. He's a substitute PE teacher at Steele School, and now an actor on the NBC show Chicago Med. I know you can't give out too many details. Are you pretty thrilled and happy with what you got to do when you were on set?
You know, we were there early every morning. I woke up about 3:45 or 4 to get there every morning.
Yeah.
But there's a couple scenes, you know, background's normally blurred out or, you know, as far as it's real quick.
Right.
But there's a couple times where I'm going to be real close.
Prevalent.
Real close to the main actors. So
can you tell us, are you a doctor? Are you an orderly? Are you a janitor?
I'm more, I guess you could say, I'm in the hospital, like, as a patient.
Okay.
But there's a couple times
I was going to say, you're way too good looking to be a janitor. This is not happening.
You. Well, thank you. But yeah, there's sometimes I'm sitting right next to the actors where they're talking, or I'm in the room behind them and they're talking.
But you don't know. They might cut some and they might keep some.
They might cut. They might, you know, they might blur me out, but, you know, I'm going to say, hey, that's my foot. I'm on there. So
Andrew Steck, you have many adventures in your life. And did I forget any? I know you were going to go bow hunting in Wyoming. That didn't work out.
Yeah, that didn't work out this year.
But I got a feeling you do a lot of filming, and I got a feeling that this bow hunting season, you're going to be out there having a blast.
Oh,
you ready?
Yep, for sure. Me and my cousin, Dusty Easley, are going to be filming a lot with my Uncle Denny and Cody also.
Any tips for what guys should be using out there? What do you use?
You know, obviously, Hoyt Archery is huge in my life.
Okay.
And, you know, I guess I can say Hoyt Power.
Okay, all right.
That's what everybody says.
Archery hunters, they like to hold the tools that they use close to the vest and reveal? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people, you know, as far as like the competition shooters, you know, you'll ask them about their setup sometimes and they're like,
evasive.
Well, you know, I kind of use this, and they'll kind of beat around the bush, and it's kind of like, you know, hey, we're all in this for, you know, the same reason, is to enjoy the outdoors and have a good time. But some guys are just, you know, I'll let people, if people want to shoot my bow or whatever, you know, to shoot or try it out, you know, I let them.
Right.
But there's people that obviously don't.
How about this? Because people listening know you from a student, know you from way back, know you as a young adult. How did you avoid some of the pitfalls that some teenagers fall into? Was that good farm boy upbringing? And like someone that's listening is like, how do you get on Chicago Med? How do I confidence? What, maybe some tips for kids out there?
I guess you could say I was raised to believe that if you can't have fun while not on drugs or alcohol, I guess, that was huge. My family was huge on that, my mom and my dad. And I knew that if I did and I got caught, I knew that
you were done.
I probably would never see the light of day again until I was an adult. So,
and you loved your freedom, obviously.
I did. I loved that. And, you know, my parents trust me, so that was big. But the biggest thing for me, I said business marketing was what I did in college also.
Yeah.
And I took a class called social media marketing, and it was like the best class I've ever taken. If you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, whatever, you see that I post a lot. I do, but there's always a purpose as far as branding myself, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
that's kind of what we worked on in the class.
Absolutely.
And you have to brand yourself to for your employers, future employers, and putting your brand out there, showing, you know, this is what I am, this is what I do, has helped me tremendously.
Yeah.
And I gained a lot of friends, met some really good people in Chicago that have now added me, you know, on Facebook and stuff like that.
Because those opportunities in the future, those employers might look back at Andrew's social media history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're
for
all
sure.
doing that.
For sure. There was somebody up there actually that said, I can't remember who it was. It was one of the assistant directors, I believe, that was saying, you know, you can't post on Facebook on set or Twitter, or, you know, picture, Snapchat, whatever.
Right.
And they said, you know, somebody asked, you know, why is that? And obviously it was, they don't want people to know what's going on the show right away until it airs. But they said there's somebody at NBC that sits there all day and goes through the list of people working there and goes on their Facebook, their Instagram, and their Twitter.
Wow, that's a job.
That is a job. They go through the computer all day to make sure that no one is posting from set.
Sure.
So they said, you know, don't try it because you're going to get, someone's going to find it.
Those are great tips. And if you think your Snapchat goes away, it doesn't. It's out there somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a server somewhere.
That, yep. Brother, you know, enjoy the adventure.
Yeah. I will.
Thank you. Have a blessed bow hunting this season. And as this adventure grows, keep us updated.
I will.
All right.
I will. Thank you very much.
From Bale and Hay with his dad at 6 years old to on the set of Chicago Med. October 20th. Don't miss Andrew Steck on that show. It's on NBC. Andrew, thanks for being here, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You bet.